We made practice landings, fired various small arms, and underwent intensive mortar training. With a third weapon added to our mortar section, I felt as though we were Company K's artillery battery. At this time, hepatitis broke out among the troops. We called it yellow jaundice, and I got a bad case. We could look at a man and tell whether he had the malady by the yellowing of the whites of his eyes. Even our deeply tanned skins took on a sallow appearance. I felt terrible, was tired, and the smell of food nauseated me. Pavuvu's muggy heat didn't help any either. I went to sick call one morning, as other Marines were doing in increasing numbers. The medical officer gave me a light duty slip, a piece of paper officially relieving me from the intense exertion of routine training, but still making me subject to minor work parties such as picking up trash, straightening tent ropes, and the like. It was the only time during my entire service in the Marine Corps that I got out of regular duties because of illness. Had we been civilians, I'm confident those of us with hepatitis would have been hospitalized. Instead, we received APC pills from a corpsman, a non-prescription, all-purpose painkiller containing aspirin and caffeine, among other ingredients. This medication was the standard remedy for everything except bayonet, gunshot, or shrapnel wounds. After several days, I was pronounced recovered enough for resumption of regular duties and surrendered my cherished light-duty slip to an officer in sick bay. Training intensified. During January 1945, the company boarded an LCI, Landing Craft Infantry, a sort of miniature LST, which carried about a company of infantry plus a few vehicles, in convoy with other such vessels. Went to Guadalcanal for maneuvers. After a division-sized field problem, we returned to Pavuvu on 25 January. Then we listened daily with sympathetic interest to the news reports of the terrible fighting encountered by the 3rd, 4th, and 5th Marine Divisions during the Battle for Iwo Jima that began on 19 February. "It sounds just like a larger version of Peleliu," a buddy of mine said one day. He didn't realize how correct he was. The new pattern of defense in depth and no bonsai charges that the Japanese had tried on the 1st Marine Division at Peleliu was repeated on Iwo Jima. When that island was declared secured on 16 March, the cost to the 3 Marine Divisions which fought there sounded like our Peleliu casualties magnified 3 times. During our training, we were told that we would have to climb over a seawall or cliff, exact height unknown, to move inland during the coming battle. Several times we practiced scaling a sheer coral cliff, about 40 feet high, across the bay from the division's camp on Pavuvu. We had no more than 2 ropes to get the entire company up and over the cliff. Supposedly we would be furnished rope ladders before D-Day, but I never saw any. While we stood at the foot of the cliff during those exercises, waiting our turn and watching other men struggle up the ropes to the top of the cliff with all their combat gear, I heard some choice comments from my buddies regarding the proceedings. The company officers, all new except First Lieutenant Stanley, the CO, were rushing around with great enthusiasm, urging the troops up the cliff like it was some sort of college football training routine. "What a fouled-up bunch of boot lieutenants, if I ever saw any. Just what the hell do they think them goddamn nips are going to be doing while we climb up that cliff one at a time?" grumbled a veteran machine gunner. "Seems pretty stupid to me. If that beach is anything like Peleliu, we'll get picked off before anybody gets up any cliff," I said. "You said that right, Sledgehammer. And them nips ain't going to be sitting around on their cans. They're going to bracket that beach with mortars and artillery, and machine guns are going to sweep the top of that cliff," he said with melancholy resignation.